USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow has a message for Congress.
Let's go, Congress. What are you waiting for? Unemployment insurance claims, Brian, as I'm sure you saw, 22 million in the last four weeks? Come on.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox News, his frustration being voiced at the fact that the popular Paycheck Protection Program is out of money and Congress is bickering over how to fund it once again. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott believes the economy in Texas can start opening again in the near future. The governor announced that he's planning to loosen certain restrictions on medical procedures starting April 22nd. The retail sector of Texas will be allowed to start to-go services starting next Friday. The governor will announce more openings on April 27th, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired, and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is currently working to build 28 alternative care facilities across the country. The Corps is working to convert hotels, convention centers, and other facilities into temporary hospitals to handle COVID-19 cases. A Pentagon spokesman says he can't think of a more noble calling than helping build these temporary facilities. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the coronavirus in the city where it started.
The Chinese city of Wuhan, where the coronavirus outbreak began, is now raising its death toll by 50%. The city's government said in a social media post hours ago that it added almost 1,300 fatalities to its count, and that brings the total there to more than 4,600. Wuhan officials have said cases were missed earlier because the state's medical staff were overwhelmed as infections were multiplying.
Thank you for that update, Chris. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says some states could start the process of opening back up immediately. The president says, though, those states will have to meet requirements outlined in new guidelines that were released on Thursday. But what should folks expect once things do start to open back up? Dr. Demi Nampiarpil is an associate professor at the New York School of Medicine and a physician. She tells Fox News we can expect folks to get sick once things do open back up.
Some people will get sick when we start reopening the economy. I mean, I don't think anybody has doubts about that happening. You know, as soon as we have more contact, it's possible that people can get sick. The thing is, we have to do it in a way that makes sense. So whether it's with testing, treatment, or the vaccine, we're going to look at all of these three things to try to minimize the number of people that get sick and the severity of those illnesses. So, you know, I don't think anyone should have the expectation that no one will get sick and we have to wait for that before we open the economy. But at the same time, we want to have as much control as possible over those variables.
Mayor Bill de Blasio is canceling all non-essential permitted events for the month of May in New York City. That includes parades, concerts, and rallies.
We love those events, but what do we know about those events? It inherently means large numbers of people crowded together in a pretty small space.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.